Severe thunderstorms and flash flooding are possible across the region today. Several atmospheric elements will come together and help produce showers and thunderstorms heading into the afternoon. The Storm Prediction Center's got much of our area under an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms, with the main threat being embedded Boeing segments, which would produce damaging wind gusts. But should we see any breaks in the clouds early, it may allow for some more discrete cellular thunderstorms to pop off, which may also produce some large hail and rotation. Flash flooding will be a real concern, with copious amounts of moisture in the atmosphere for the storms to work with, and the potential for them to train and move over the same spots repeatedly, overcoming drainage abilities and bringing rapid rises in water levels due to the very heavy rain. Remember, if you encounter any flooded out roadways or areas, you should turn around and seek an alternate route. Most flooding deaths occur in vehicles, so turn around, don't drown. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of eastern Virginia to southeastern New York and western New England, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the enhanced risk and extending to northern New England and the western Carolinas, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk and extending across parts of the southern states to central Texas. Also, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over some of the northern and eastern areas of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Strong to severe thunderstorms are forecast over parts of the Northeast into the mid-Atlantic states this afternoon and evening. Damaging wind gusts will be the primary severe hazard, but a tornado or two and some large hail may also be possible. Isolated strong to severe thunderstorm gusts are possible further southwestward across parts of the Southeast to Texas this afternoon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be severe with damaging winds and very heavy rain. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Windy with a south wind 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high near 85 degrees. Quite windy with a wind out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Could gust up over 35 miles an hour from time to time. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high in the low 70s. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts close to 30 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 94 set in 1995. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 38 set in 1950. Sunrise and sunset data for today, June the 19th, 2017. Sunrise at 5:17 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A flash flood watch is in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with highs near 80 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms again. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, lows only in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. That flash flood watch is in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms around, some with gusty winds and heavy rainfall this afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with lows only in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the upper 70s. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rain, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Well, we've got a flash flood watch in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rain this afternoon, highs in the low 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, again, may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with lows only in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, well, we've got a flash flood watch in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall this afternoon, humid with highs in the low 80s. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms, of course, may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, humid with lows only in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms for Wednesday, highs also in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. For our Thursday, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms Friday, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. And partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms Saturday, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.